This is KERA News. One of the nation's leading Latino organizations has a new leader, and he's a familiar face to North Texans. Domingo Garcia is a former Dallas City Council member, a former state legislator, and an almost congressman. Now, he's taking the helm of LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens, at a crucial time. He sat down with KERA's Rick Holter for this week's Friday Conversation.
Domingo Garcia, congrats on the new job, and welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Glad to be here.
LULAC has had a kind of interesting relationship with the White House lately. Your predecessor, Roger Rocha, quit under pressure after writing a letter that supported President Trump's immigration approach. The group's CEO quit, too. Membership has been kind of tentative. Where did you come down in all that?
Well, you know, LULAC is the largest Latino organization in the United States with over 140,000 members, and we're the oldest, founded in 1929 in Corpus Christi, Texas, because of the segregation, racism, and bigotry that existed in Texas in 1929. It's unfortunate that we still have a lot of those battles still now in 2018. And as a result of our prior president's positions supporting the administration, my candidacy basically evolved from that. I'm a well-known civil rights advocate, and I think that's what LULAC was looking for. And I'm focusing on growing LULAC to 1 million members, focusing on making sure we're the most active civil rights organization in America. And I want to be at the political level as the NRA and AIPAC.
How do you turn it around? I mean, after this kind of stumbling earlier this year?
I think it's through leadership. I've already developed and put together a team that is younger, more media savvy, more social media savvy, and we're already seeing our numbers increase. We are going after issues and taking them head on. For example, one of our LULAC council presidents was recently arrested by ICE in Wisconsin, and we're making a full court national effort to get him freed. This is a man who got here when he was 2 years old. He's had a normal all-American life, except for the fact that he doesn't have a green card. And issues like that are bringing LULAC back to the forefront. We plan to put pressure on both Republicans and Democrats to finally pass comprehensive immigration reform, to have additional funding for education. If we can spend billions on wars and billions on walls, we can spend billions on our young people to get them into college, I believe, and LULAC supports free public university tuition. Those are some of the things we're looking at. And in the immediate short term is immigration reform, education reform, and then healthcare.
You said that you want to increase membership from 140,000 to 1 million. How the heck do you do that?
Social media. All it takes is one viral video, one viral post, and you can reach millions of people. But what we had in the past was, I think LULAC got too complacent, got a little bit too corporate, and they forgot the roots. And I want to bring LULAC back to its roots. It's a civil rights organization, and we need to go and fight civil rights battles. And I think if people see us standing up and saying, you know, an injustice against anyone, anywhere is wrong, and we're going to stand up there, they're going to see LULAC as that new voice for Latinos and also really mainstream Americans, because most of our issues are very mainstream.
It's been more than a quarter century since you joined the Dallas City Council. I wonder what you learned in the early 90s there that you're applying to this job now.
Surround yourself with the best and try to make a difference. So, for example, when I was on Dallas City Council, I knew I had to get 8 votes in order to pass anything. And so when we put the Latino Cultural Center on the bond program, I got 8 votes. When we put our first African-American city manager, I got 8 votes. You find who's the best and brightest, no matter who they are, and you apply it to whatever issue you're fighting for, and you got to get things done.
Back in 2001, Texas Monthly called you one of the worst legislators in Texas and branded you a, quote, one-man leper colony. Your primary campaign for Congress against Mark Vesey in 2012 got downright ugly at times. That combative spirit, can that work?
You know, I'm very proud of that Texas Monthly award. That was because I ran Latino candidates against incumbents here in Dallas County. Right now, we now have 3 Latino state representatives. And more on the way. We just elected the first Latina as a county court of law judge here in Dallas County in 2018. So, you know, whenever you knock on doors, whenever you say, hey, we want to be at the table, we don't want to be on the menu, it is going to rile up the people. It is going to rile up the power structure. I think a little bit of that is my degree of success. And sometimes it takes aggressive advocacy to make a difference. Otherwise, they ignore you or they step on you.
Domingo Garcia, the new president of LULAC, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.